A Central Florida couple learned their absentee ballots were stolen this week, but by the time they learned what had happened, the pilfered ballots had already been cast. The AP reports more absentee ballots were stolen near the couple's home. In all, 5 voters in 3 homes in the Orlando area neighborhood were taken and cast around October 12th. The Seminole County Supervisor of Elections says the victims have been given new ballots and local law enforcement will investigate after the election. It's another seemingly isolated case of voter fraud in Florida after 2 South Florida women were arrested Friday in Miami-Dade County. They allegedly tampered with ballots impacting the Miami-Dade mayoral race and the medical marijuana ballot initiative. A spokesperson for the Florida Department of State says there's no indication such fraud is widespread, and the president of the League of Women Voters in Florida, Pamela Goodman, agrees. She says both major parties have asked her organization to investigate fraud claims in the past, but none have borne out.
With all of these claims of voter fraud, there has not been one case that has gone before court and has been proven. The fact that not one campaign, nor political party, nor voting organization like my own has brought any case with enough evidence into a court of law, I would challenge anyone who is saying, using the term rigged.
Donald Trump has pushed the idea of rigged elections and voter fraud for weeks without offering any support of his claims. Officials in both parties have criticized his comments as unfounded. In Fort Myers, I'm Matthew Smith.